دا مجدد آف اسلام اعلی حضرت الشاہ الامام الحافظ القاری المفتی امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ was a very, very well-renowned scholar. And many people from the subcontinent will heard and will know of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, such a great ashik of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and a great ashik of the Ahle Bayt of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wrote many, many books, and in that books you could see from the writing that ishq Rasul and ishq of the Ahle Bayt that he had. Any Sayyid that would perform Hajj, when they would come back, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would meet these Sayyids and he would kiss them on the forehead out of love for the Sadat-e-Kiram. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from the seerat and from the life, the biography of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, we find that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali not only had the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he would teach others about Ishq-e-Rasool. His kalams, his poems, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, are all drowned in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, which is drowned in the love of Allah azza wa jal and in the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. The words that Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi chose to express the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his kalam are amazing. In one place, Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he was invited to an ishtima, a bayan, and people came to carry his palanquin, and Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala, as they only walked a few steps, he stopped them and he says, "Put me down quickly." And as he came down and he says, "Tell me, which one of you is a Sayyid? Because I can smell the fragrance of the Sadat-e-Kiram." And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when he found out that one of the person that was carrying his palanquin was an actual Sayyid, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi went to him and cried in front of him, pleaded him that, "Oh Sayyid, please come and sit in the palanquin. I would carry you." And the Sayyid, he was a laborer, he was working. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, when he insisted, he sat in the palanquin, and made thousands of people who were present there saw that this great Imam, the Mujaddid, the reviver of our century, was picking this laborer who was a Sayyid. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah, the reason was that on the day of judgment, I do not wish to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said to me that, "Oh Ahmad Raza, were my children only available to carry you?" And therefore, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali got off the palanquin. That just shows to you how much love our beloved Imam had for the Sadat-e-Kiram. In return, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we should also have that love for the Sadat-e-Kiram. Wherever you find the Sayyids, give them, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the more you give these beautiful Sadat-e-Kiram, the more Allah Ta'ala will reward you. And Ishq-e-Rasool Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam is what our base, our foundation of Islam, our Iman is Ishq-e-Rasool. And that's what we learn from this great Imam of India, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. May Allah Ta'ala shower millions and billions of blessings on his Mazar-e-Pak, and may Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to act upon his teachings. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.